Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO, and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Security forces under Spear Corps and Arunachal Police recovered a huge cache of weapons from general area along Miao Vijayanagar axis in Changlang district of Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. During the joint operation, a total of 10 MQ Type 81 assault rifles were recovered from different locations around MS-27, making it one of the largest recoveries in South Arunachal in the recent past. The weapons were concealed inside a forest area. These weapons were being searched by major insurgent groups operating in Changlang district for more than 6 months. It is alleged that these weapons were buried by Eastern Naga National Government before their surrender last year. Reigning world chess champion Gukesh D met Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister lauded Gukesh D's determination and dedication, saying that his confidence was truly inspiring. He mentioned that Gukesh's prediction of becoming the youngest world champion has now clearly come true thanks to his own efforts. The Prime Minister shared that his conversation with Gukesh revolved around the transformative potential of yoga and meditation. Complimenting Gukesh's parents for their unwavering support, Mr. Modi emphasized that parents play a pivotal role in the success of every athlete. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev following the downing of a commercial plane in Russian airspace that killed 38 people. However, Mr. Putin stopped short of acknowledging Russia's responsibility for the incident. After a phone call between Mr. Putin and Mr. Aliyev, the Kremlin said the Russian president described it as a tragic incident occurring while Russian air defense systems were actively repelling Ukrainian drone attacks. Earlier, some media outlets reported that the plane targeted by Russian air defense systems as it attempted to land in Chechnya was forced to divert over the Caspian Sea. It crash-landed in Kazakhstan, killing 38 of the 67 passengers on board. In Indian Super League football, Jamshedpur Football Club is set to face Kerala Blasters FC at 7:30 p.m. in Jamshedpur today. In the Indian Super League football match, the game between Hyderabad FC and East Bengal ended in a 1-1 draw at the GMC Balayogi Stadium yesterday. After a goalless first half, East Bengal broke the deadlock in the 64th minute with a goal from Jackson Singh. Hyderabad's FC's Manoj Mohammed equalized in the final minute of regulation time to secure a draw. East Bengal has won 4 of their last 5 league matches, with the sole loss coming against Odisha FC at home. In contrast, Hyderabad FC has secured just 2 victories this season. In the other match of the day, Bengaluru FC defeated Chennai and FC 4-2 in Chennai. Ryan Williams scored twice, with Sunil Chhetri and an own goal by Laliliana Rentley added to the tally. And in the inaugural match of the Hockey India League, played at Rourkela in Odisha last night, Delhi SG Pipers beat Gonasika 4-2 in a shootout after the match ended 2-2 at the end of the regulation time. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.